This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Every Tuesday, we get together to discuss the creative people, jobs, and businesses that all put together drive the cultural hub that is Washtenaw County and impact our quality of life. My partner in this endeavor is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. Welcome back to the studios of WEMU.
David, it is always good to be here and ready in the studios with you at WEMU.
And ready and preparedness, that is our hallmark, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Well, we have a very special guest today who's going to talk about exactly what, Deb?
Yeah, so we're returning to the streets of downtown Ann Arbor today. And who better to invite into the show is the authority on that subject herself. Susan Pollet, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority, and she is also behind. She is also the person behind the ever popular project we call Power Art.
Well, Susan, welcome back to WEMU. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, well, thank you. It's like coming home, being with family.
Well, Susan, so lots of folks know that about the Power Art Project, but probably not many of them know that you are behind it. You're the reason that the Power Art Project happened. So tell our listeners how that whole thing came about.
Well, it came from a moment of frustration. I felt as a longtime Ann Arborite that our dialogue in our community about public art wasn't going very far. And in fact, I think I used the word constipated, like, we're better than this. Why can't we do this? So I came to your doorstep. And Deb, I said, what if I got you a grant? Could you, you're the most creative person I know, could you help us find our way out of this? And about, a few weeks later, I read about a community, I think it might have been Boise, Idaho, had been wrapping signal boxes with original pieces of artwork. And I brought the idea to you and said, Deb, what if we did this? What if we gave an opportunity for some of our artists to put their artwork in the public realm? Is this something you think you could take on? And you ran with it. You said, absolutely, this is definitely something we can do. And from that moment on, it was in your hands and you were able to make it real.
And part of the reason that was so easy, we could adapt that so easily is because I had wrapped a train. We had done that with Art Train. We had wrapped the train before, so I was familiar with the process. And if you can wrap a train, you can wrap about anything.
that's probably true.
It's
yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
And so the idea was great and became a public-private partnership, and we're in our third round now. And we've here's some of the numbers. We've wrapped, by the time this round's done, we'll have had wrapped 33 signal boxes. 122 artists have been involved. 312 artworks have been submitted, and more than 4,000 people have voted on the final selections. The city of Ann Arbor is happy with the reduction on the cost of maintaining those signal boxes, and we hear really great remarks about the artwork. What are you hearing on the inside in the DDA among your board and people in the community, Susan?
Well, the most immediate is our goal at the DDA is to continually work toward making it easy to have downtown as walkable and attractive as possible. And this absolutely accomplishes it. Those signal boxes probably got more handbills and graffiti than just about any other part of downtown. And with the beautiful artwork up, it's respected. There really isn't as much blight in the walking area of downtown. The second thing I'm hearing is how proud people are that the majority of what we're doing is giving real money to artists. This isn't just them donating their artwork and they have a chance to have that platform. There is an honorarium going to artists, and we are finding ways to get public art into the public realm and supporting our arts and creative community at the same time. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Well, one of the things that I like about the project is that it really does involve the public at large. People get to vote on the pieces of artwork they like, and those are the ones that go up on the signal boxes. Are you looking for greater public engagement in determining what happens next in the city of Ann Arbor with public art?
For me, I think the more we engage the public, the better. I think that we are a very involved and very committed and passionate community. And the more we find ways to touch that, I think the better everything we do is. Not just public art, but many of the other public projects that we do, the engagement with our community, their investment in giving us their feedback has made all of our projects better. And so, yes, absolutely, the more we can find ways to engage the public around public art, I think we will continue to make these sort of programs more successful.
And Deb, I want to put this before you. Public feedback is important in determining how we go. Not all public art is received well. How do you interpret public feedback when it's negative?
Well, first of all, we the Arts Alliance, are proponents of best practices of public art and design programs. And with that, we absolutely expect and encourage that public art creates dialogue. And dialogue means that there's always every side to every conversation. So there will be conversation, and there will be some people that really love work and some people that won't. And it's the same thing. I mean, just think, David, in music. I mean, here at WEMU, you have people that love work by certain artists and some that don't. So this is always going to happen. So we can't expect that everybody in the community is always going to love every piece that goes up. But that being said, when you have the public engaged in it, if you have determined as a community what it is that you want in your public art programs, then at least you can refer back to what that program is all about and that you're following that tenet. Susan mentioned two things. The fact that we do pay our artists in this project, we actually set that up so that they get paid twice as much as the vendor does. And that was purposeful. So often we tend to in these programs go, we'll pay the artists a little bit and we'll pay everybody else a lot. So we did that purposely. And then we also made sure that we had a two-stage jury process so that we vetted the artwork so that with people that are professionals in the art world, but then also engage the public in it, because we really believe public is part of the public art and design project.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside my co-host, Deb Pollack, and our guest today is Susan Pollack. Susan serves as Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority.
So, Susan, what do you and your board see as the short and or long-term benefit of projects like this?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is our development plan had strategies to help us get there. And the first one is a strategy toward identity, that what is special about Ann Arbor, what is special about downtown Ann Arbor, is unique to our community. We are not any other community. We are ourselves. And art is one way to help us know that you are in Ann Arbor. When you see things like the mural, the David's Books mural, when you see things, you know, like the beautiful water tower that is above Washington Avenue, you know you're in Ann Arbor. These are ways to help us identify what's so special about ourselves. And really, I think that the more we can create these kind of special connectors, the Velcro, through art, I think the better. Because there's a lot of noise out there, and finding ways to connect us to our community, I can't think of many things that do that better than artwork. And so for our community, for our DDA goals, I think that actually is the way forward, as opposed to just wrestling over individual works of art, is to do more art. I've been in communities, for instance, recently I was in Denver, and there was artwork all over the place. And because there's so much, it's easier than to not focus on one piece. As you said, music. There may be a piece of music you don't particularly like, but that doesn't mean you don't like all music. Or a meal you had, which maybe wasn't the best meal, but you're going to go forward and look for the next great feast. Well, the same is true with art. I think the more art we bring, the more opportunities we have for these beautiful pieces out in the public realm, the less we'll focus on the individual ones that we don't like, and rather embrace how they help to connect us as a community, that they help make us special. We are, after all, the place where WEMU has been playing this beautiful music for how long, and art fair has been going on for how long? I mean, that's who we are as a community, is a place of great music and culture.
Yeah, and sometimes those pieces that people are happy about become iconic. So if you think about the Alexander Calder, for example, in Grand Rapids, that big red sculpture that you see in all of their paper, all of their promotional materials, people didn't like that at first. And now it's become iconic and really connected to Grand Rapids. So it sometimes changes over time. So I think we always have to give things a moment to set with us.
Well, Susan, as we consider how art helps create identity for Ann Arbor and the greater Ann Arbor area, when you look to the future, can we point to some tangible evidence that says the investment in this public art makes a difference in both the economy of the area and of its future growth and development?
Well, I'd start by saying let's look at one of the most famous parts of our arts community, which is our art fair. For so long, the independent special businesses downtown, the little guys, have been able to get through the lean months of summer in a college town. Those are really desert-like times. They've been able to make it because during the last 50-something years, we've had an art fair which has brought crowds to Ann Arbor, which has helped keep these small businesses going. I think that is just one example of where arts and culture help the commerce of our community, helps the overall community. Because after all, when we all then come downtown and want to get a bite to eat or go shopping at our favorite store, things like the art fair have kept them going so that when we want to go down there and partake, they've kept it possible for that business to stay afloat. I think that's just one example of why Grand Rapids, for instance, has created Art Prize, why so many communities are doubling down on their museums, because we have seen in our own community and others how arts and commerce work together to help keep a community financially sustainable, socially sustainable. You know, how art is sort of an underlying element in our economic development goals.
Susan, thank you so much for the time today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity, and kudos to our Arts Alliance. I don't know if all of your listeners know just how important Deb Pollock and the Arts Alliance have been to our community. They've really helped move all of us forward.
It takes all of us.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Thank you for joining us for Creative Impact.